think I wrote that song probably around 2001, 2002, and it was one of the songs that we included in our DVD from Australia. And we released a live version of No More Cloudy Days to AC Radio, and it got garnered quite a bit of airplay. So I felt it was worth recording for the record as well. I actually wrote No More Cloudy Days after seeing David Gray, and it was a video, you know, it was a live show of his late night channel surfing, and he did, you know, his Babylon and some of those great songs that he did on that record, and I kind of got inspired to maybe have a song where the Brushes played a little gallop. Yeah, after hearing David Gray, so he was really sort of my inspiration for writing that song. I don't even know if he knows that, but I hope he finds out. If I ever see him, I'll tell him so. I like him very much.
Gold with the Eagles talking to us about their new album, Long Road Out of Eden. Here's Don Henley on a track called Do Something.
Tim actually came up with the music for the verses on that song. You know, I had the choruses and I had a lot of the lyrics written, and I was sort of stuck for a verse pattern. And we were at my studio one day, and he was just in the vocal booth with a guitar, just noodling around. And I walked past the door, and I heard him, and I said, "What is that?" And he said, "Oh, that's just something I've been toying around with." I said, I think we can use that.
I was playing acoustic guitar in one of the rooms at his studio, which is a house, actually, a rebuilt house. And he came walking by, and he stopped, and he came in, and he said, I think those could be the chords to the verse of this song that I have a chorus started for called Do Something. Yeah. So the genesis lyrically came from him in the title. But from there on, we sat together for a few days and knocked out the lyrics. And I should mention that Stuart Smith had helped put together the bridge a little bit musically with him. He and I did that. But it's mostly Don and I.
And I thought about singing it for a while, and I said, "Nah, you should. I want you to sing this, Tim." And it's a nice country flavored ballad. We had an outside musician come in and play the pedal steel guitar on it. You know. Again, we all come from working class backgrounds, and when we were all, and at least in my case, and I'm sure in Timothy's case, and Glenn's case, and Joe's case, when we were growing up, you know, you weren't allowed, as a lot of children are today, to wallow in self-pity, and there wasn't all this analyzing and self-evaluation and all this concentration on self and therapy and self-improvement books and all that crap. It was just, okay, just shut up and do something, you know? Stop whining about it. Just get off your arse and do something about it if you don't like the way things are. And that's really what that song's about.
You left me.
You're listening to Gold and the Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. Next, Joe Walsh and Timothy Schmidt.
I'm an accident waiting to happen.